A lot of us goes to trials and suffering this year, 2020. Mostly, the main cause is due to pandemic COVID-19 virus. Marami sa atin na apektuhan economically, nawalan ng work, nabawasan ng sweldo, o nag-overwork dahil oonti na lang tayong natitira sa ating office. Ang iba ay naapektuhan emotionally dahil sa nagkasakit ang ating mga mahal sa buhay or even dito sa UAE. At halos lahat ay naapektuhan psychologically, naging paranoid, naging overprotective sa ating health, na-traumatize ang iba, even napraning. So, some of us even naapektuhan ang ating spiritual life. Well, it's time to thank the Lord. It's high time to thank the Lord. Maaaring nagtataka kayo, aba, bakit naman magte-thanksgiving and praising itong sinasabi ni Kuya after mag-present ako ng mga negative thoughts about what happened in year 2020? Well, that is my preaching all about today. About giving thanks to our Lord. Why? Dahil sa there are so many wonderful things God done to us sa taong 2020 na hindi man lang natin napansin na dapat sana that we should be thankful of. Psalm 9 is a Psalm of David. He used liturgical instrument to declare his praise to God. Nagsimula ito sa pagpapasalamat sa Panginoon na puno ng galak sa kanyang puso dahil naalala niya ang kabutihang ginawa ng Panginoon nung siya ay pinrotektahan sa kanyang mga kaaway na may masamang balak sa kanya. At sa kanyang tuwa, sa tuwa ni David, he sing praise to the sovereign Lord whom he called in our passage as the Most High. And so, it is my prayer that in our sermon today, as we go through hardship, affliction, itong nagdaang taon, just like in the time of Psalmist, that we would have a deeper praises and thanksgiving to Him as we remember God's faithfulness for us. Kaya po ang ating main point sa ating passage ay, give thanks and praise to the Lord for He is faithful. And we should rejoice for two main reasons, which is ang aking sub points. Give thanks with the heart to our faithful Lord and sing praise in the name of our trustworthy Lord. Give thanks from the heart to our faithful Lord. Sabi sa verse 1, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, and I will recall all of your wonderful deeds. Noong araw, every Thursday night, ang aking mga kids ay nag-a-attend sa Awana Bible School sa dati naming church. And after that, we go sa shopping mall, but window shopping lang, of course, na alam mo na, alam budget. So, usually, papasok kami dun sa napakalaking toy store dito sa DFC, Dubai Festival City. At pagkatapos namin sa loob ng toy store, pagpasok namin dun sa loob, ang aking anak na nabunso, si Ilea, is kukuha ng maliit na shopping chart at dun ilalagay lahat ng kanyang gustong toys. Andiyan yung Barbie doll, Shopkins, mga pang-arts. At kapag pagod na kami at sawa na kaming imikot sa store na yon, sasabihin ko sa aking anak ng pabulong, anak, sa birthday mo na lang yan bilhin na. At tapos, lalabas na kami. The good thing is, hindi naman nagko-complain o umiiyak ang aking anak. And one thing I like about her na kahit hindi niya nakuha yung kanyang gusto, when I ask her na to kiss me, even in public, kiss ka, agad siya. She loves me even she doesn't get what she wants. And she knows naman that I kept my word at kapag birthday niya, binibili ko ang kanyang gusto. A lot of us, hindi ganun ang relationship sa Panginoon. Some of us loves God only when we get what we want. Hindi po ba? Kaya para sa iba, para sa atin, this 2020 ba ay parang ayaw nating magpasalamat sa Panginoon? The truth is that we have so much to thank to the Lord for this year, 2020. Sabi nga sa ating passage, sa verse 1, I will recount all your wonderful deeds. So, let's think deeply on this passage. Pagbulay-bulayan po natin ang malalim, and ano ang sinasabi ng verse na ito? Now, I will give examples sa mga situation and think if God is faithful and merciful sa buhay natin this year. So, let's start from the beginning of the year. During lockdown ng start ng pandemic around February, March, halos lahat sa atin ay working from home, hindi po ba? Ngunit ang iba sa atin ay nabubugnot na, naiinis sa kakulitan ng ating mga anak habang tayo ay nagtatrabaho. Hindi po ba? At pero, di ba, ilang months natin itong pinag-pray sa Panginoon na makasama natin ang ating anak for a long time, mas matagal na oras. Well, binigay ng Panginoon ang prayer request natin. Ngunit, anong ginawa natin sa pagkakataong yun? We blew it off, yun yung opportunity to be with our children. Instead of producing joy to be with our kids, ito ay naging burden. Why? Because we think more of ourselves than serving our kids. Ilan sa atin ang directly na-expose sa taong infected ng COVID virus? Sa ating mga ka-office mates, sa ating mga kaibigan, sa ating even mga kamag-anak, even inside the plot. And yet, miraculously, ikaw lang ang hindi naawa, nahawa sa inyo. So, should we praise the Lord for this? Now, sa araw-araw na exposure natin sa labas at sa araw-araw na pakikihalubilo natin sa iba't ibang tao na hindi natin kilala, have you ever think, not knowingly, na ikaw ay na-infected na ng COVID and yet God strengthened your body? Naisip mo ba kung gaano ka protektahan ng Panginoon sa araw-araw? Should we praise the Lord for this? Have you ever think na dahil sa takot mo, takot natin sa pandemic ngayon, natuto tayong mag-pray? Natuto tayong mag-pray with our wife, with our husband, kasama ang ating pamilya, to pray for other, to pray for one another. At, di ba, yan ang desire mo sa puso mo na mapalapit sa Panginoon again? A lot of us complain sa ating trabaho dahil sa overload at naging mahigpit ang ating amo dahil na rin sa sitwasyon. Have you ever thought that your present situation is God's mercy? Alam mo ba kung gaano kadami ang nawalan ng trabaho at napakahirap maghanap ng trabaho ngayon? All we do is complain instead of thanking God of His mercy. Should we praise God right now? Have you ever think that in your trials and in suffering during pandemic times, people are blessed. What do I mean by that? Because you've given them, yung kapatiran, yung brothers and sisters, the opportunity to exercise their faith by helping you. At ang mga ito ay nagbigay papuri sa Panginoon dahil sa joy na produce sa kanilang puso, their experience in sharing their blessing to others and to you. And you yourselves praising God dahil sa mga taong tumulong sa iyo. In your trials and suffering, God gets the glory. Sa mga ilang nabanggit kong sitwasyon at in fact, napakarami pang grace and mercy na binigay ng Panginoon sa ating ngayong taon, iilan lang ang napansin natin sa ating buhay. Hindi po ba? Sabi sa ating passage, sa verse 1, I will recount all your wonderful deeds. Isipin natin ang buhay natin itong dumaan, year 2020. At makikita kung paano ang Panginoon naging merciful, naging gracious sa ating buhay during pandemic times. We should thank God and praise Him right now. Notice that in this psalm, David went through tremendous trials, persecution, suffering, and yet, sa kanyang opening statement dito sa Psalm 9, ang sabi niya, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. Amazing, di ba? Para sa ating generation, we usually praise God kapag tayo ay natutuwa, feeling happy, at feeling blessed. Kaya, madalas nating maririnig sa kapatiran, uy, blessing yan. At ang iba naman ay, uy, ang dami mong pagpapala, kapatid. At ang negative side, kapag nagkasakit ang isang kapatiran, naku, pagpapalo yan. At kapag naghihirap naman ang kapatiran, minsan makakarinig ka pa, parusa ni Lord yan. Sometimes there's truth on that kapag ang kapatiran ay naging makamundo at binabalik ng Panginoon sa kanya. But there are times in our life na pinapadaan talaga tayo ng Panginoon sa matinding pagsubok upang tumibay ang ating faith at mag-mature ang ating faith. Faith that is fully dependent in God. So it's not God's punishment, but in fact, God's loving care. Why? Because para sa Panginoon, the sweetest moment that we are only satisfied in Him. Sabi nga ni John Piper, a famous quote, God is most glorified when we are most satisfied in Him. Note that I'm not saying that you enjoy suffering. The Bible never teaches that. But if our Bible is truly our basis of our life, we will observe that men in the Bible rejoice even in the middle of great suffering. Minsan naman, makakarinig ka rin na nagsasabi, hindi ako makapag-worship sa Panginoon or makapag-praise man lang sa Panginoon dahil ako'y nalulungkot at dumadaan sa isang pagsubok. Well, that's not biblical. Kaya nga meron tayong Book of Lamentation, di ba? Kaya nga 2/3 of Psalms is about lament. In fact, many in the Bible become more closer to God in times of suffering and trials. And so, as Christians, we should shine in the middle of the darkest moment in our life. If the world is attracted sa mga good people who shine, how much more ang isang Christian na nagbibigay liwanag, a Christian who shine We shine bright because the source of light that we reflect is from the creator of that universe. At ang light na yan na nireflect natin, I am gospel. Therefore, God is using these difficult circumstances so that the world will see God's goodness through us. And He gets the glory. But sometimes, what causes us to lose joy or not able to worship God? According to biblical counselors, most common reason of losing our spiritual joy is sin. Sin that keep holding back our thanksgiving and praising to God. Hindi po ba? We trying to deny our sins by justifying us with the reason of our sadness. So, ano tong particular sin na to? The sin of not trusting God. We are sad because our plans, our ambition did not happen according to our plan. Right? And because of that, we feel sad, frustrated, and even depressed. At yan ang mga usual reason na sinasabi ng mga Kristiyano o yung reason na naririnig natin sa mga kapatiran na may maling konsepto ng theology of suffering. I think halos lahat tayo fall in this kind of sin. But remember that God is always loving and caring. And He wants to give the best for us. Ngunit, merong mga bagay that we dream, that we desire, na sa tingin natin will make us happy. Ngunit, alam ng Panginoon that sometimes our wants will only give us pain, give us suffering later. And so, God did not respond to that request. But in biblical sense, Christians do suffer. And those who are suffering or being persecuted or having tough times is not usually God punishment, but in fact, God's show of love. Bakit ko nasabi ito? So, let's look sa mga sinabi ni Job, Paul, at marami pang iba. Si Job, napagtripan sa langit. God is proud of Job. And in fact, pinagmamalaki ng Panginoon si Job kay Satan. Kaya siya ang pinili na ipatest. Because God knows that Job is faithful. Si Paul was given a thorn in the flesh, a messenger from Satan to harass him. For 3 times, siyang nakausap sa Panginoon na alisin ito. Ngunit ano ang sabi sa kanya ng Panginoon? My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Kaya ang sabi ni Paul, therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7 to 10. Kaya, finally, Paul concluded that I will rejoice because for when I am weak, then I am strong. Paul, Job, David, at marami pang men in the Bible give thanks to the Lord with their whole heart, even in the midst of suffering. And that is biblical lamentation. And that is biblical worship. Taking God in circumstances, especially in hard times, is like putting honey in your wounds. Hindi yung lalagyan mo, sugat mo ng alcohol, masakit yun, maglulupasay ka sa sakit. Ngunit noong araw, ang sugat ay nilalagyan ng honey, yung totoong honey, hindi nabibili sa atin sa palengke sa Pilipinas na may halong sugar, yung nilalagyan yung honey to soothe the pain, at the same time, you to protect the wounds sa bacteria. And even in biblical times, ginagamit itong method na to, especially sa Luke 10, minention, remember yung Good Samaritan, yung tinulungan siya, tinulungan yung wounded man on the road. Now, bakit ko nasabi na in the midst of pain, dapat tayo magpasalamat sa Panginoon? Kasi sabi sa 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, rejoice always, praise without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. The suffering we are going through right now. Kaya dapat lang tayo magpasalamat sa Panginoon who is faithful. Every time, maalala natin ang kabutihang ginawa, especially this pandemic times, itong year 2020. Now, after the psalmist thanked the Lord, now he rejoiced and praised the Lord, which is ang ating second point. Sing praise in the name of our trustworthy Lord. Sabi sa verse 12, I will be glad and exult in you, and I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Notice the context of Psalm 9. Ito ay it's about suffering na pinagdaanan ni David due to persecution for people who hate him for no logical reason. And yet, sa introduction ng ating passage is praising God. According to Dr. Wright in his book, Preaching the Old Testament, the Psalms for the Jews means praise, but yet, two-thirds of Psalms is about lament. Ibig sabihin, para sa Jews, ang pighati, ang kalungkutan, o lament ay isang pagkakataon pa rin to praise God. Amazing, right? Para sa Hudyo, praising God ay nangyayari kahit sa kalagitnaan ng sakuna, sa kalagitnaan ng pagsubok, sa kalagitnaan ng kalungkutan, sa kalagitnaan ng pighati, persecution, and even the worst time in our life. And that is how the Bible define praise. Praise is to bow down in God's presence no matter what is the circumstances. Praising doesn't mean you're smiling or laughing kahit ikaw may pinagdadaanan, but rather, praising means that you have inner contentment in your heart that in the midst of suffering. Kapatid, di ba dapat din tayong mga Kristiyano na ganun, na kahit sa kalagitnaan ng pandemic, ng ating sitwasyon, we praise God. In fact, kaya nga nilagay ng Panginoon ang Book of Psalms sa Bible is to encourage believers to remain faithful in the midst of trials to remind us that God is steadfast in His love. Now, example of biblical verse of praising God in the midst of trial. Sasabi ni Jesus Himself, ang ating Panginoon, Jesus, yung tinuro ni Jesus in a famous Sermon on the Mount, sasabi sa Matthew chapter 5, that even evil people persecute you and accuse you falsely because of your faith in me, He said in verse 12, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecute the prophets who were before you. Sabi ni James sa chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness has its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing. Peter said, but to the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of His glory, you may rejoice with exultation. Sabi ni Paul, rejoice in the Lord always. Be anxious about anything, but instead, magbigay ng prayer at magbigay ng thanks sa Panginoon, so that you will have peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And he ended with the word, rejoice again. Amazing, hindi po ba? Now, if we believe in the Bible, as sabi sa Romans 8, that we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, and for those who are called according to His purpose. Then you can praise God even in difficult circumstances, especially itong nagdaang pandemic. I'm not saying madali, in fact, mahirap, napakahirap. But still, we should praise God because His intention is always for our good. Even life doesn't make sense. Kaya kung nawalan ka ng mahal sa buhay na yung taon, praise God at nagkaroon ka ng mga taong nagmahal sa iyo. Kaya kung nawalan ka ng trabaho, nabawasan ng sweldo, praise God at na-experience mo ang dati ang masarap na buhay. Kung naranasan mo ang hirap ng buhay during lockdown, praise God at tinuruan tayong lahat na mag-ingat sa ating kalusugan. Kung na-experience mo ang nawalan ng boyfriend o girlfriend, buti nga sa kanya, masamang tao siya. Wag ganon. Praise God at na-experience mo na magmahal. At kung hindi tayo nagkita-kita bilang iglesia, praise God at natuto tayong tunay na mag-alaga sa bawat isa. At kung may pinagdadaanan ang isang kapatiran sa ating iglesia dahil na rin sa pandemic situation, then it's about time na akayin mo itong kapatirang itong pilayan sa kanyang sitwasyon. Send your prayers. Tawagan mo siya. Ipagdasal or send message of prayers. Send link of Christian songs para ma-remind naman ang ating kapatiran that there is a God who is faithful na bubuhat sa kanyang problema. Or meet that person. Encourage mo ang kapatiran by reminding kung gaano naging mabuti sa kanya noon ng Panginoon. And even this moment. And remind them Ephesians chapter 5 verse 19. Addressing one another in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, in singing, in making melody to the Lord in your heart. Giving thanks always for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mga kapatid, sa lahat ng bagay, matuto tayong magpapuri sa Panginoon. Dahil sabi sa verse 2 ng ating passage, I will be glad and exult, and I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. We should rejoice and exalt God, not because we are being blessed, but because of who He is. He is the Most High. It means God is sovereign in all things. It means that God is the highest being in everything. Kaya ang ating faith must be based on who God is at hindi dahil sa kabutihang ginagawa niya sa atin. Our faith must be objectively based on the sovereign, unchanging God. God is the object of our faith. And not subjectively based, not based sa ating feelings, ating emotions. Malaki po ang pagkakaiba nun. Bakit kung sabi yan? Dahil kapag ang faith mo ay nakabase lang sa iyong emosyon, sa iyong joy na nararanasan sa community, sa iyong feelings, ito ay mahina, immature, or sometimes not even true faith. Now, bakit ko nasabi? Dahil kapag dumating ang mabigat na pagsubok at kahirapan sa ating buhay, maaari tayo ay matalo. Maaari tayo ay ma-depress, mawala ng hope, at minsan, even doubt God's faithfulness. But if your faith is based on who God is, you will have confidence na kahit ang unan mo ay basang-basa ng luha kada gabi. Yes, there is sorrow, but true faith always have hope in the Lord. We should be glad and rejoice and sing praise to the Most High, for He is loving and kind. God gave us salvation. God forgave our sins. God gave us new life. God gave us assurance sa ating future. And even we are facing difficulties sa ating present situation, we must remember the goodness of God sa ating buhay. Kaibigan, kung di mo pakilala ang Panginoon, dapat mong marinig ito. Remember, the Most High is a holy God. He desired to be worshipped by His created beings at tayo yun. Ngunit nung simulang nagkasala ang ating first parents, si Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, ang ating pag-iisip ay nagbago. All humanity no longer worship God, but instead we worship ourselves by putting first ourselves more than God. And so we no longer worship God, nor even thank God for His goodness. Simula nung tao ay nawalay sa Panginoon, ang ating buhay ay naging miserable. Hindi po ba? And you yourself can testify to that. But here is the good news. But the Most High is merciful and gracious, that even we no longer worship Him or even give thanks, gumawa ng paraan ang Panginoon upang mabalik ang good relationship natin sa Kanya. Sa pamamagitan ng pagbibigay ng Kanyang unconditional love by giving His own dear Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross upang pagbayaran ang ating kasalanan. And so Christ resurrected after 3 days to give us assurance so that we might have hope. Kaibigan, si Kristo lang ang daan sa ating Diyos at wala nang iba. Hindi ka maliligtas ng iyong banal na asal o yung mabuti mong buhay o yung mabuti mong gawa. Tanging kay Kristo lang ang kaligtasan ng iyong kaluluwa. Ang Panginoon ay binubuksan ngayon ang iyong puso at maaaring noon pa. Kaibigan, ito na ang panahon na tanggapin mo si Kristo ng iyong personal na tagapagligtas at Panginoon. Panahon na na isurrender mo ang buhay mo sa Kanya at humingi ka ng kapatawaran sa iyong kasalanan. Because we have a faithful God and true to His word. God will accept you if you call upon His name, the name Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Finally, the only way to have true joy in your heart in this present world is to trust Jesus in your heart. Na kahit sa kalagitnaan ng kulungkutan, sa kalagitnaan ng walang kasiguraduhan at kahirapan, we have joy in our heart that able us to rejoice and sing, praise, and worship Him. Therefore, we must always rejoice in the Lord. Looking back at the past accomplishment ng Panginoon sa cross and living in the present reality under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and hoping in the future promise of the Father that through His Son return, that is our hope. And so, before the year end, ilan oras nilang natitira ngayon, we encourage you to thank and praise the Lord. Maybe before dinner mamaya, as family holds together, and Father, you lead, spend time na mag-pray with thanksgiving and praise. Remind your family how good the Lord is ngayong taong 2020 sa inyong buhay. Despite of all the negative of this recent situation. Or maybe if you don't have family yet, or still single, spend night with your friend, with your churchmate, pray together and thank the Lord and praise Him before this year end. Or maybe bukas, before breakfast, bago kayo kumain, mag-pray muna. Bilang family, bilang magkaibigan, bilang friends, bilang churchmates, spend time just thanking the Lord and praising Him. Not yung regular prayer request mo na puro na lang pakabig. This time, ikaw naman ang magpasalamat sa Panginoon. Praise Him on how gracious, how merciful, how faithful He is sa ating buhay this past 2020. Praise God. He deserves it. Imagine if we pray together 1 hour before the year end, how much the beam of light we will return back in heaven from Dubai. And the angels will rejoice. And the glory of God that is beaming on earth will now be reflecting His glorious light back to the throne of God. What a glimpse of things to happen in the future when our Lord Jesus returns. And so as friends, as community, as a church, we will proclaim and say, we will give thanks to the Lord with our hearts. We will recount all your wonderful deeds. We will be glad and exult in you. And we will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness that even in tough times, hindi niyo kami pinabayaan. Lord, renew our heart to have joy and to trust you no matter what the circumstances, that we might able to praise your name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.